this year should be a special schus for Abi Mar and Imi Marasi Sheyichil and Ishmas Mar Sester Basur Shmuel Mar Schan Basukin Mar Sel Tachan Bas Meir Zeb Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi Reb Alexander Zusha Ben Reb Yosef Harav David Ben Reb Shmuel Lulin Ishmasam The Refuas Reb Moshe Ben Malkot Tzvi Ben Yitol Rav Avram Yosef Ben Chana. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Malacha Malacha Ches, and we're going to be basing our analysis on the Torah of Mori B'Ravi Hagaon Hagadol V'Mufla V'Mufla'g Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal Zak the Rambam Kol Amori B'Melech Yisrael Yesel Melech Rishus L'Hargo Afilu Gozer Al Echad Misha'ara Am She'elech L'Mokom Ploni V'Lo Halach Oshla Yatza Mi Beis V'Yatza Chayiv Misa V'Mrotza L'Hargo Yaharik She'nemar Kol Isha She'yam Rez Picha וכן כל המבזז המלך או המחרפו יש למלך רשוס להרגו כשמי בן גירה ואין למלך רשוס להרגו לבסייף בלבד. So I read a lot, I want to translate. Anybody who rebels against the king of Israel, the king has permission to kill him, even if he decreed upon somebody from the nation, the rest of the nation, to go to a certain place and the person didn't go, or he refused to go out of his house, or he decreed that he shouldn't go out of his house and he went out of his house, so this person's chayiv misa because he went against the king. He went against the gzeir of the king. And if he wants to kill him, the king has the right to kill him. It says in the pasuk, anybody who is mamre, anybody who rebels against your mouth, against the mouth of the king, is going to be killed. The pasuk that the Rambam references is in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 18. Kol isha shoyam respicha v'lo ishmas tverecha v'chol shir tetzavenu yumas rak chazak v'amatz. So that's Yoshua, who's the din melech, as we've discussed in the past. V'chein kol mevazes ha-melech ha-mecharfo. Interesting that the Rambam doesn't bring the ikar of the pasuk, which is the yumas part. Anybody who disgraces the king or debases the king, scorns the king has rishus to kill him. Kishimi ben Gera, like Shimi ben Gera, and the king only has rishus to kill with a saif, with a sword, vishlo rishus, or v'lahakos l'pishotim l'chvodo. He has the right to tie the person up, to hit him with whips for the king's honor. Avelo yafgir mamon, but he's not allowed to be mafgir people's money. And if he does so, vim hifgir hareze gezel adkan midivrei kacho shel Rabbeinu Haramba midivrei Haramba mevur that the chiyuv misa v'morid b'malchus is only a rishus. It's not a chiyuv. Like the Rambam says, Yesh Lamelech Rishus Lahargo, and afterwards he says, Im Ratza Hamelech Lahargo Yahareg, Haresha Talui Biratzon, it all depends on the king's will, it's all in the realm of Rishus. And afterwards, when somebody, Rambam talks about somebody who's Mecharef the Melech, Zok the Rambam, that the king has Rishus to kill him. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says that im gazar al echad mishara am, that he should go to a certain place. He made gzera chayiv misa. Mash mishu chiyuv. Otherwise, you can't say chayiv misa. What do you mean chayiv misa? He's chayiv. So the Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. He talks about it being a rishus, and then he talks about the person being chayiv misa. Ve'im b'sefer mitzvos la Rambam mitzvosei kufayin gimel. The Rambam writes shemish yavra al mitzvosav lo yishma elav hinei ro'i umutter lemelech laharog kemo sheyirtze kemo she'amru kol Yisrael al atzman kol ish asher yamra espicha etc. So the Rambam here writes that somebody who's over al mitzvos hamelech and doesn't listen to the king, it is ro'i, it is fitting, it is worthy and permitted for the king to kill him. So apparently there's a stir in the Rambam, because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that we just quoted in Kufayin Gimel writes that it's roi for the king to kill a moed b'malchus. Here the Rambam doesn't write anything about roi. He writes just merely rishus, but he doesn't write roi. Vayein b'kli chemda al ha-Torah parashas shoftim oishei midini ha-melech omer al ha-stira bein divrei ha-Rambam kan ledvarav b'sefer ha-mitzvos ayin sham b'divrei ha-kli chemda. Vayin gam kem b'sefer shal ha-kli chemda chemdes Yisrael oslam etes mitzvah kuf ayin gimel. He proves k'divrei ha-Rambam that it's only a rishus from the fact that David ha-melech didn't kill Shimei, who was mecharef, who blasphemed him, who scorned him, shechirfo v'gidfo. So that's why you see it, he didn't kill him, so it must only be rishus, not a chiyuv. However, he's done there, mitzad melech shemochal al kavodo, ein kavodo mochal, ech yichol liot, the king's not allowed to be mochal and his kavod. And he writes, shekeben shekvar over al kavod ha-melech, Mahani mechila lemafreya. So he says a chiddush that when a person was already over, a king can't go along and say to somebody, "I'm mochel," and then the person can do what he wants. But here he was already over al kavod hamelech, so lemafreya the king was mochel, was mochel. It's because mechila is effective lemafreya. It's a chiddush from the Torah Sachemdas Yisrael. Meir Dan Plotsky, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh L'Bracha. And he brings from the Chasim Sofer and Eben Ezer and Simon Kufnan Aleph, who discusses if a king can be Moichel on the Chiyuv Misa, Mitzad Melech Shemochel al Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Mochel Solchor. He can't be Moichel on the Chiyuv Misa. V'ayin Shem B'Chasim Sofer, Shulai Mishimi Ein Raya. Maybe from Shimi Ben Geira there's no proof, since at the end, he was killed Ayidei Shlomo, but Tzivui David, so it wasn't real Mechila. And in the Chemdes Yisrael, there, he's Tamei on the Chasim Sofer. What is the Chasim Sofer talking about? When the Chasim Sofer asks, how David HaMelech, how Shimei stayed alive? He says Shimei stayed alive, maybe there's not a Raya, because in the end he was killed. But there's no raya from Shimei. Why? Because the Rambam writes it's only a rishus. So you see that when it comes to killing a moed b'malchus, it's only a rishus. So what do you bring from Shimei for that he didn't kill Shimei? Anyway, the Rambam says it's only a rishus. So Chlal, he doesn't know what the Chasim Sofer is talking about, because Chasim Sofer says, "Oh, what about Shimei? He was mochel." Answer: it's only rishus to kill, so he has the right not to push it. By killing, there's mechila. So the Chemdes Yisrael is lomet zchus on the Chasim Sofer. That when he wrote this tshuva, he didn't have svarim with him. He also didn't have his computer with him, with his Otzar Chochma and his Hebrew books and all the other beautiful things that we have today to help us look stuff up. So, look Torah up, I shouldn't say stuff. So, I mean, there's also stuff that's not Torah. Anyway, so he says the Chasim Sofer didn't have svarim, so maybe that's why he wasn't holding with this Rambam. It's not a pagam if somebody doesn't know. Kol Divrei Rambam Baal Peh. Mitzad sheni, the Chemdes Yisrael is makshal divrei Rambam that it's ain oel rishus, and not like the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs sheyachol lahargo. Im kein oy bazoi my time at Tziva David l'shlomo laharoges Shimei. Why did David HaMelech command Shlomo to kill Shimei? It's only a rishus, so it's muchach that it's roy lahargo like the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. But David HaMelech swore he wouldn't, so he couldn't. But it's roy lahargo. And it's fair in the Rambam here that it's not Roy Lahargo. The Rambam just says it's a Rishus and not Roy. So it seems from that story of Shimei that he had Shlomo kill him that it is Roy Lahargo. However, Parshas Drachim, Drushid Aleph, Bedivar Maschel Vihine asks also how David didn't kill Shimi. Hare Melech Shemochel Al Kevodo and Kevodo Machel. And there he writes, Ayin Shem in the Parshas Drachim, that the 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from his son Avshalom, Hayim Eskabir B'Seira Kehediot. Unlike a king who brings a Sarah Lechadas, he brings this Seira like a Hediot. Because David HaMelech didn't have a Din Melech during, we discussed this in the past, during the 6 months that he was running away from Avshalom, like we see in the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't have a Din Melech, and therefore there's no Chiyuv of Moreh B'Malchus. So why is there no Chiyuv of Moreh B'Malchus? He Pasha didn't have a Din Melech. He didn't have a Din Melech. He asked again, how is it that David didn't kill Shimi, Melech Shemochal Kvodo and Kvodo Machol? And the answer is he didn't have a Din Melech, and therefore he could be Mochel, because he was Miskaper Kesir Vesir Kehedjot. He had a Din Hedjot during these 6 months. So the Stechemet and Devei Chachamim and Simon Memhei is Tameya, and the Parashas Drachim from the Rambam here, that the whole Morid word is only Rishus. So what's the Shverkeit? What's the difficulty from Shimi? It's only Rishus anyway. Uviyoser Tamra Lavimashikasavu Atzma Vadrushit Gimel Vadibor Maslu Vimze Yuvan. The Parashas Drachim himself of the Mishnah Lamelech, he himself brings down this Rambam in Drush Yud Gimel that it's only a Rishus. So it's not like he didn't know the Rambam. He knew the Rambam, quotes it himself 2 drushes later. So what's his kasha from Shimi? He knows that it's only a Rishus. The Ayin Sham, Hevi Gamken, Medivri HaMaharit, B'Jerushav, B'Parashas Chayesara. The Maharit also asks from Shimi. And the Maharit similarly answers, like the Parashas Drachim, that he didn't have a Din Melech when he was running away from Avshalom, and that's when the whole Maisa with Shimi happened. But Tamalav B'Stei Chemed, Gamken, Medivri HaRambam Kan, Shoeno El Rishus. The Rambam writes here, it's only Rishus, so he wonders about the Maharit also. What's the Shverkeit from Shimi? And not only that, but what was the whole word of the Maharit and the Mishnah and the Parashas Drachim? That there was no din of Maharit B'Malchus because David had a din of a Hedyot, because he was running away from Avshalom. Yeah? And why does the Rambam here give it as an example of Maharit B'Malchus? The Rambam himself here says it's Maharit B'Malchus. So that you're asking a question from Shimi, your question is not a question, because it's only a Rishus. And if you're saying that he wasn't, you're answering that he wasn't Maharit B'Malchus because David didn't have a Din Melech, it's also difficult, because the Rambam here says that the David did have a Din Melech at this time. So this is all very, very difficult. We have to make some sense of this. Mitzad Sheni, does Taka say in the Yerushalmi, Shavuos Hashah, at that time when he was running away from Avshalom, and then Shimi was scorned him, so he was Miskaper B'Seira, so he Taka didn't have a Din Melech. So how did the Rambam write that Shimi had a Din Morid B'Malchus, since David HaMelech wasn't the king at that time? So in the Tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer, in Yeridei and Semen Shin Yud Bey, Siv Kotn Chav Zayin, in a note from the Ben HaMechaber, he writes that Be'emes, he did have a din melech, but there's a special din by Seira that we require Mishena Gobavela Hashem Elokov, and now he had Avshalom above him Kaviyachol, so therefore it was a special din in the carbon, but really he did have a din melech. Ve'yin Gamkein B'Sefer HaRefrayim on Maseches, by Rav Ephraim Garbos in Maseches Horius, Simen Yud Aleph, Shekach Kosav, Behavior Midivri Hamiri Bahorius Sham, Shaloy Alodin Melech. Oh my gosh, he didn't have a Din Melech. So, Bekolzet Sarech Iyun Tuva. So we have to understand, did David have a Din Melech then? Did he not have a Din Melech then? What are people saying that, asking from Shimi if it's only a Rishus? They know that it's only Rishus, so of course David didn't have to kill Shimi. we have a lot of things to work out over here. But Guf Divrei HaRambam, that it's only a Rishus, already the Maritz Chayis in his Sefer Taras Nevi'im writes, asks, that since we learn from the Pasuk of Isha Sher Yamra Es Picha, you must, for a Chi of Misa B'morid B'malchus, or alternatively, we have the Ramban in his Perush HaTorah, Parashat B'chukotai, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 29, and the pasuk of Kol Chayrim Asher Yachra Min HaAdam Lo Yipadim Mos Yumas, that any Chayrim of man is not to be redeemed, he should die. What's pshat in this pasuk? What's Poshe pshat? So, says the Ramban, that somebody who is Muhram Al Yidei Yisrael B'Mulchama, somebody who the Jewish people were machrim, banished at war, is mechuyev misa. What does this mean? So in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, in our Chaim Simen Reish Ches, he writes that this is a chiyuv misa of a moreid b'malchus, shehechrimu Yisrael ba'omram kol isha sher yamer es picha yumas. This is the chiyuv misa of somebody who rebelled against the king, and therefore the Jewish people were machrim him, they banished him, because it says Kol Isha Sher Yamer Es Picha Yumas, so he can't be redeemed, he must be killed. So whoa, so T.O. coach, so if you're learning from Isha Sher Yamer Es Picha Yumas, that implies an obligation. If you're learning from the Ramban and Perush Al Torah Parshas B'chukosai Kol Chayim Mashiach Chom Adam Lo Yipadim Mos Yumas, it's also talking about a Morid B'malchus, also there it's a Chiyuv. So Mehechi Tesi, the Rambam writes, it's a Rishus. Where does the Rambam get this from? Very difficult. B'chi B'chil Shabbos, that it says Yumas, we're going to say it's a Rishus. Ma pitom. In the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, he brings from the Rashba in his Tshuvas, in the fifth volume, in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, who explains that David didn't kill Shimei and Yoav because of Tzorech Shah, Ayin Sham, Vayin B'maritz Chiyas, Bohosafos Shebesof Sifro, so Taras HaNevi'im, so it's Mavur that the Rashba learns that he's a Chiyuv, and he needed to find a reason why David wasn't Makayim the Chiyuv. So Tzorech Chiyun Das HaRambam, who holds that it's only a Rishus. How could it be it's only a Rishus? We have two Psukim. We have a Pasuk in the Navi. We have a Pasuk in Chumash. The Rambam doesn't have to learn the Pasuk in Chumash like the Ramban. We have a Pasuk in Navi that the Rambam himself quotes that implies that it's a Chiyuv. You don't have an option of Mos Yumas on Shabbos. So Ma Pitom here that it's an option, that it's a Rishus for the king. And also you see the Rashba also learned, not like the Rambam. The Rashba understands that it's a Chiyuv and he tries to figure out how the Rambam, David didn't kill Shimei, and he says, "All right, Tzorech Shah." We also have to understand if these weren't enough kashas to keep us busy. We also have to understand the Rambam here is mechalik the din moreid l'shnein yonim. Number one, there's a moreid, the gazar v'lonis kaim agzeiraso. There is somebody who rebels by the fact that the king made a gzeira, and the person doesn't keep the gzeira. The king told him to do something, he doesn't do it. He says, go to Makom Ploni, and he doesn't go. He says, don't go out of your house, and he goes out of his house. So now he brings the Pasuk of Shkol Asher Yamer Es Picha. Anybody who rebels against your word, that's one din of Morid B'Malchus. And then the Rambam brings Nochadin of Morid B'Malchus, of Mevazin and Mecharef, somebody who despises the king, disgraces the king, blasphemes the king, scorns the king. You can look up your local synonym. What's a synonym for synonym? You can look up your local synonym and say all the bad things, all the disrespecting of a person that you can find. So that's what Shimei ben Gera. Shimei ben Gera was disrespecting David HaMelech. So it says, "V'chein kol mevazes hamelech o'macharfo yesh lamelech rishus lahargo kishimi ben geira," and that's the second din. The first din is not listening to the gzeiras hamelech. The second din is being mevazet, disgracing the melech, and both of them are considered dinei moreid. And they're both included in the pasuk of Kol Isha Shoyamres Picha Iyumas. Otherwise, how does he get a Chiyuv Misa for both cases? So it must be they're both included in that pasuk. And then the Rambam says, Ve'ein Lamelech Rishus Lara Gela B'Sayif Bilvad. So you see this Din Misa, because there's a Din Echad L'Shneim. So there's one din for both types of moreid. There's the moreid who's moreid by not listening to the king's gzeira, and then there's another moreid who's moreid by disgracing the king. So why did the Rambam put the two together? The Rambam split them up. Rambam writes, if you're married by Melech Yisrael, the Melech has Rishus Lahargo, afilu gozer lechem mishar am, sheyelech lamakom ploni velo halach, sheyelo yetzim yveso v'yotza, chayiv misa, yimratza lahargo yahareg, shenemar kol shamar picha, that's the first clause. And then the Rambam says, v'chein kol mevazes ha-melech, why did the Rambam should have put the pasuk at the end, and shenemar asher yamres picha yumas, and put the two dinim together. Gazer alish mishara am sheyelech lamakom ploni v'lo halach, o sheyatza mibeis v'yatza v'lo yodze mibeis v'yatza v'yatza v'chein kol mevazes ha-melech ha-mecharfo. The Rambam should have put the two together. No, but the Rambam split them up. First he wrote there's a king has an option of killing somebody who doesn't listen to him, and then he quotes the pasuk, and then he writes v'aiter that anybody who's mevazeh the king's mecharif the king has rishus to kill him, like Shimi ben Gera. So why doesn't the Rambam put the two together, and then at the end, right, the king has rishus to kill both of them, and they quote the pasuk? Why does the Rambam split them up into two separate clauses? Not only that, we have to understand why in the second din he wrote his mako from Shimi. He writes the mako is Shimi. What's the mako? What's the case? The first case where he tells somebody she yelech lamakom ploni v'lo halach. So what's that, the makor there? And the answer is Uriah. That's the makor. The makor is Uriah. That the king was goes around him, she'elech lebeso. As we see in Shmuel Bey, Paraget Aleph, that he told Uriah to go to his house, and Uriah didn't go. So why doesn't the Rambam say anything about Uriah? The Rambam tells us the Makor Legabe Shimi, but the Rambam doesn't tell us the Makor Legabe Uriah. The Atzmas Yosef in Kedushin Mem Gimel writes that it's Uriah Tosis and Tibor Amaschel Moreid there in Kiddushin Mem Gimel Shabbos Nun Vav tells Tibor Amaschel Darmalo. So Rambam doesn't write the Makor like he does in the Sefer by Shimi. Not only that, but in the Reisha, we don't have enough kashas. In the Reisha, it's Gevaldik. In the Reisha, the Rambam writes it's a Rishus and Chayev Misa. He writes both Rishus and Chayev. And in the Sefer, he only writes Rishus, but he doesn't mention anything about Chayev. So, sweet friends, we definitely have our work cut out for us. And Emirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we are going to see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem, and we're going to try to break some ground here in this Gevaldik Sugya, and we'll see some light, Emirtz Hashem. So I just ask that you stay tuned. Li neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach. This is not simple in yonim, and Mirtz Hashem will be zochet to continue. L'mod olam l'shmol asos kaim is called the v'salma taras v'ahava, and we will see continuing neflos mitaras Hashem yisbarach. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.